You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The financial crunch at Vodafone Idea, which has so far been unable to raise funds from investors, is showing as the company's dues to the government towards quarterly statutory dues, like license fee and spectrum usage charge, have risen by ₹702 crore, as it has not been able to make payment for the October-December quarter of the current fiscal. With this, the telecom operator's total dues to the government has gone up to over ₹1,000 crore. According to sources, the company has been able to clear only 10% or ₹78 crore of the statutory dues for the quarter, adding that it has sought some additional time from DoT to clear the pending dues. Meanwhile, Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das on Thursday said he does not see any risks to the banking system from the sharper rise in loan portfolios of lenders and the slower increase in the liability franchises. Speaking to CNBC TV 18 on the sidelines of the World Economic Summit at Davos, Das, however, cautioned banks, asking them to avoid exuberance in lending and ensure that there is some correlation between deposit base and credit growth. The governor said that the deposit growth has been 12-13%, while credit has grown at about 15%, but at the moment, they don't see any risks. He, however, said the RBI hasn't mandated any number for the credit-deposit ratio, nor does it propose to do. In some more economy news, retail inflation and pulses may remain elevated till at least May, before easing up on account of the setting in of a high base effect, trade source say. While there are concerns about the production of pulses in Rabi season due to 5% annual fall in area, the supplies are expected to improve with Kharif harvest and liberal imports. A bad monsoon could, however, upset the calculations and keep prices high for longer period, the sources said. Officials said that the government is keeping a close watch on pulse prices. It is aiming to protect farmers as well as consumer interest through retail interventions, as well as direct purchase of pulses from farmers at market prices. Moving on, the government may make a slew of announcements in the upcoming interim budget, giving a new dimension to the ongoing efforts to improve ease of doing business in the country. The move follows the World Bank's plan to replace its 2-decades-old Doing Business report with a new comprehensive gauge, Business Ready, to be unveiled in the next 3-4 months. According to official sources, the new steps to be unveiled would mostly be linked to delivery of government services to businesses through digital means. India has been almost steadily improving its ranking in the World Bank's annual DB assessments of countries, which it discontinued in 2020 following a row over data manipulation. The government is keen the upward mobility is accelerated. In other news, the Reserve Bank of India, in its monthly bulletin released on Thursday, said that India should aim to secure at least 7% real GDP growth in FY25 in an environment of macroeconomic stability. The RBI in the State of the Economy report said that in India, potential output is picking up with actual output running above it, although the gap is moderate, stating that the recent assaults on commercial vessels in the Red Sea trade route have placed significant strain on global supply chains. The report said on Thursday that the situation imparted considerable uncertainty to the near-term outlook for India's merchandise trade. Slowdown in exports has emerged as a drag on growth, but the outlook is lighting up at new frontiers. On to technology. Smartphone makers' shipments to retail outlets or carriers fell 2% to 248.6 million units in 2023, data from market research firm Canalys showed. Analysts said that the reason for fall in shipments can be attributed to weakness in demand and higher inventory with the dealers. In the later half, however, the shipments picked up pace owing to increase in demand during the festive season, which in a way restricted the yearly fall in exports and drove the market towards stability. In the October-December quarter, smartphone shipments rose 20% year-on-year to 38.9 million units, according to Canalys. Lastly, the stocks you need to watch out today. These include RIL, SBI, Lupin, Bandhan Bank, Wipro, IndusInd Bank, Paytm, REC, and JSW Infra. According to Motilal Oswal Financial Services estimates, Reliance Industries Limited is expected to register a 10.6% year-on-year increase in net sales and an 11.6% year-on-year rise in adjusted PAT for Q3 FY24. The brokerage firm suggests that RIL's consolidated EBITDA might remain unchanged QOQ, standing at ₹41,100 crore. On the other hand, Renewable Energy Corporation has been designated as the key implementation agency for the Ministry of Renewable Energy's rooftop solar initiative. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.